Hey everybody, you're listening to What the Buck, a podcast where two best friends have drinks and talk unfiltered smack about a range of topics with local artists and business owners. Now the original format for this show is a video podcast, so expect some things you can't see. We're kind of new to this, so you should probably expect a couple gremlins as well.
We are live with What the Buck.
Hello.
We're back again, bitches, whether you like it or not.
Thanks for tuning in. If you guys want to check out a video portion of our shows, you can do so by going to facebook.com/whatthebuck. You can also check out some cool material on YouTube.
Leave some feedback or just say what's up. We hope you laughed with us or at us. Doesn't matter. Share with your friends and look for more What the Buck on all social media platforms.
We are all up in this bitch, all up in your faces and your ear holes.
So, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing awful. These are terrible.
Yes, I agree.
Now, I see what they tried to do here by saying spiked and sparkling, but it's not a seltzer. It is tainted with organic sweeteners and Trader Joe's-ish feeling.
Sparkling. All they're saying is there's bubbles in it. This is like Capri Sun with a kick.
It doesn't taste like Capri Sun.
I know.
No, you know, these are the things that when I buy them and my son's like, I don't want to drink the organic ones. And I'm like, no, you have to. It's better for you. And then I don't drink them. And then now I'm drinking one. I'm like, never again.
Sorry, boy.
I prefer you die. Like, I'm sorry. I have to deal with this.
Listen, Dad never meant to put you through that. Okay, right. Son?
I'm going to drink them because one pack of these is $16.99.
And a kidney.
Right.
Oh, those are, they're fucking terrible.
It's made with organic alcohol, which...
Dude, it's made from all kinds of crazy shit they made this alcohol from.
Yeah.
Like, I read the parentheses behind it. Here. Yeah. It's like
Really? They've literally tried to make you healthy and drunk.
It says, I don't know if that's purified carbonated water. That's the sparkle. Organic alcohol from ancient grains and tropical roots. Parentheses. Organic cassava root extract. Organic amaranth. Millet.
They walk through
millet. Organic quinoa.
They walk through one of those little vitamin stores and just took everything and ground it up and added water.
Yeah.
And then they had to flavor it with something and they chose stevia, which always tastes like it should not be eaten.
Well, it had to get the sugar.
I know.
To act on those other stuff. So, like,
to make the alcohol. But then they probably tasted so much like shit that they were like, stevia doesn't taste worse than this. So we
can. You reckon you could do that, though? You reckon you could? I think you could. It's sugar, right? You can brew with, like, natural sugar instead of, like, sugar.
You wouldn't...
You're not glucose, right?
You're always using sugar. I mean, you're doing, like, what, like, the Budweiser stuff, doing that and corn syrup and all that weird shit. But, I mean...
Monsanto!
You just boil the sugar out of barley, and you get wort, and then you turn it into beer. Yeast eats that. Shits out alcohol. I don't think even yeast would eat stevia. I don't think it works.
That's what I was
You could pour it in their yeast like, ugh. Like, that's no. How Billy made when he drank the...
No, thank you.
This one, the coconut one, tastes like suntan lotion with carbonation in it. And the peach one tastes like body lotion off of someone's butthole. Like, if it were peach-flavored body lotion.
The mango's good, though.
The mango's all right. I'm mad that you have that one now, and I won't be taking that one later.
Well, I'm not upset with the strawberry, so that would be the next.
There you go. Somebody's got to drink the suntan lotion. It is
Billy.
Awful. It feels like it gets warm immediately, but it's cold still. But it feels like it gets warm.
Yeah. God, I'm not happy with this. Do not waste your money, people.
Oh, at all.
At all. It's fucking expensive, like I said. It costs like $16.99 and a kidney.
No, but there are some girls out there that like work out on the weekends and shit, and they like
I don't know anybody that
drunk these. And they would drink these.
This is like
we don't hang around with the girls that do hot yoga though, Billy.
I know, that's
like
true.
that's what this
is. I'd say out of all the seltzers, I guess this is like the food cake, the angel food cake or something.
Angel food? No. This is when somebody says, this is a sugar-free apple pie, and they put stevia in it, and I was like, who's shitting this apple pie? Like, that's what these are. It's good for you, but...
Tastes like shit.
I'm glad I brought a bottle of rum with me.
Yeah.
Be a good idea.
Yeah, yeah.
I was hoping that this would be a proper mixer, but none of them are good.
Mm-mm.
But they're expensive, so you'll drink them.
Yeah,
I could just hear my dad as like a kid, like.
Oh right, this is what you gotta do.
Like you were saying about your kid.
Yeah.
But I don't want to drink the organic ones.
I get it. Almost all everything. Not everything, but like whole wheat pasta or whatever is shitty. You know what I mean? Like I watched Good Mythical Morning the other day. They were doing vegan cheese. Shout out to freaking Lincoln Rhett, but they went through all these cheeses and like they're like mad at some of them. Like if you wouldn't have said that you were trying to impersonate this thing, then I would have tasted something different. You know, like, yeah. And this would have been okay. But since I'm looking for this flavor, like don't try to make it its own thing. It's cheese. It's not American cheese or cheddar cheese. Or just say it's vegan cheese. You know. Even I think even putting a disclaimer on it, like, hey, we ain't trying to copy shit.
Oh, vegan cheese.
Yeah, we just trying to fit in, like, because there's no more cheese.
I was like, I'm not. I mean, cheese is cheese, right?
No.
And I didn't know you were talking about vegan cheese.
Is different.
It's not even fucking cheese.
True. It isn't cheese.
It's
but
like soy milk's a different kind. It's a different milk.
If you're trying to be vegan, yeah, then, you know, you just got to give up on cheese, right? Like, that's what I feel like. But I get the market because we're Americans, you know, and it's different. Like, they're like, oh, they'll do something. Like, America knows we're full of shit. We have 70 types of eggs, and they make the ones that are best for the world cheaper than the ones that, you know what I mean? Like, oh, we rape these chickens, and they're like 89 cents for like 12. I'm like, oh, I need 18 now. You got a bigger pack? They're like, oh, yeah, we'll make an 18 bag for you. While we rape these chickens, they push them out.
Oh, yeah. Just like, bringing them out. Like the old marshmallow shit.
Yeah. And then they're like, oh, the cage free ones, though, $9.50 for six. You're like, fuck. How many
so
eggs?
Wait
do
a
I,
minute.
How many eggs do I need for this bacon thing that I was gonna make?
So you talking to me? Prison fetus is cheaper than
free range fetus. Free range fetus. Yeah.
Fetus.
Yeah, there it is.
I don't think I want those hormones.
Right.
I'm not a big egg guy anyways.
I love eggs. And I'm a piece of shit because I do not buy the cage-free, brown, natural, all this stuff. I don't. I will from time to time, you know, especially if it's somebody local that has them and they're like, yeah, I got a couple eggs. Like, cool. That
I'll eat them.
The
I'll eat those eggs. I'm really not a big fan of like store bought eggs. I'm not sure where they're coming from. And
I mean, I know where they're coming from. I've watched the videos.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Awesome.
Like,
but I'm like, hey man, French toast it is. Like, I don't have a fucking.
We eating.
Yeah, I mean, I got $26 because like we got to make something for breakfast. It's got to have a filler in it and. They're already there. Do we want those chickens to be raped in vain? Like, just.
I mean, I guess it's more psychological for me because my mom used to like force quiche down my throat.
Like, eat quiche. I was like, she's the fuck chickens.
Call me a chicken fucker.
Where are we going with this?
No, man. My mom and Liam love quiche.
It's
and all right. I can't stand it.
It doesn't bother me.
I like it in the little
tiny little
cups. Yeah,
hors d'oeuvre quiche.
I'm a homer like that. I take that.
But every now and then.
What you mean there's milk and quiche or cheese? Mom. Move, bitch. Gotta take a shit. For sure. What was that? White chicks?
Move, bitch. Dude, my mom and my brother voice would eat, yeah, eat quiche all the time, dude. Like, she would make six of them.
He's got PTSD.
I do, man. It's fucking egg pie. It's all it is. It's egg pie. Nobody wants egg pie.
I got tricked in South Carolina. Fuck you for tricking me like this. So I'm sure this existed in Ohio too, but I just didn't hang out with this country of folk. But there was a tomato pie. Oh, I know there was a tomato pie.
Pie.
Now listen,
I've never seen that.
There was a tomato pie because at the tomato festival in Reynoldsburg, which is just outside of Columbus, you know. Like, they had tomato pie, and I was like, y'all niggas crazy. Not going to eat it. Because you could buy everything tomato you could buy.
Yeah, I don't like tomatoes.
Like Strawberry Festival or whatever. That has all the stuff strawberry. Well,
check out here at Mim Maters, man.
Yeah, but they had tomato jelly. They had tomatoes. Like, then they had a whole thing full of salsas and a whole spot full of different, you know, sliced tomatoes and cheeses and all this shit. But the tomato pie stand, I was like, that's just stupid. Because in my mind, I'm envisioning, like, sweet tomato.
Do you eat tomatoes?
I love tomatoes, but tomato pie, those words together didn't sound
tomato
good.
Pie.
So
was it sweet? I imagine pie now, being listen, sweet.
I didn't have it until I got here and came to Annie O's. And they were like, you have to try the tomato pie here. It's the best. And they were eating it for breakfast. So I still didn't know. It was our breakfast, though. It was like, you know. I went to work before I ate, and then at lunchtime I was eating breakfast, and everybody else, I thought everybody was getting like breakfast stuff. And I'm like, okay, well, is it sweet? Is it lunch? Is it whatever? He's like, oh, it's filling. It's good. Blah, blah. And like, didn't quite explain it to me, but it was literally like just quiche with tomatoes in it. And I was like, well, I'm fucking underwhelmed because you could have just said it was quiche instead of making up some southern fucking name for it that doesn't make any sense to me.
That's mater pie.
It's not. It's freaking tomatoes.
That's mater pie.
Cooked in a cheesy, eggy thing with crust on it. That's quiche. Like, what the fuck? I was like, man, I finally, after all these years, got the nerve to taste it, and it's just quiche with tomatoes in it. I mean, we didn't put tomatoes in the quiche most of the time in the little things. It's always, like, something weird.
You know, ours was always broccoli.
Broccoli. Yeah,
broccoli. I've had spinach. Broccoli and cheese quiche.
I've had spinach and
quiche.
That's definitely white.
You fucking got a vendetta out for some quiche.
Bro, I can't stand that shit. I'm telling you, dude. I had a vendetta at my brother's wedding. My mom made a bunch of quiche.
Oh, I fucking bet.
Yeah. So we stayed up all night. Like, my mom even came down and tried to bitch at us. And we kept popping bottles of champagne and just slamming them. So then everybody's hungover as shit the next morning. And we run out of bagels and shit. And my mom's like, we have quiche. I'm like, hungover as fuck. My mom's already been messing with me. And I just looked at her. I was like, you know what, mom? I don't really think anybody here wants egg pie. Right? I got all but an applause. Like, for the rest of the morning, my mom kept being like, hey, you know, and talking to little kids. They'd be like, mom, I'm hungry. She'd be like, well, you can go get yourself some quiche. I'll get you a slice. And they're like, I don't want egg pie. and my mom would just be like, and glare at me.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I can't stand that shit, bro. Can't stand it. I would go hungry. That's all we would have for breakfast. I go hungry, and my brother sit there.
You ain't going hungry now. Like, oh,
my brother sit there and laugh at me.
Did we do anything this week? We got to set up a plan, right? Figure out what to get you on and get you right.
Yeah, that's right. We do.
So, I mean, it's probably.
I lost 2 pounds.
You did? I mean, you shit before you came, huh?
No. I mean, where it's been. Regularly, like the range that I keep between shits and amongst shits, like
amongst shits,
you know, like I weigh myself in the morning, I weigh myself at night, and keep it in the middle.
Yeah, keep it between. And
the numbers have both sides have gone down to
medium.
So, I consider that, you know, losing 2 pounds.
You haven't got them back yet.
Nate lost 25 cents.
He did lose 25 cents. That was hilarious. I'm kind of sad the saga's over, though.
Yeah, those are funny things, aren't they?
And, he like had actual problems on that corner.
Not to like shit on him, but if he had to go to the doctor, that would have made it that much better. Stick some kind of tube up him or something.
What up, Danny?
That would have been hilarious. The saga continues.
Yeah, man. There was some funny stuff going on. If you don't know, Nate Douglas swallowed a quarter in one of our drunken night games. And we just laughed about it. I mean, there was nothing else we could do. He goes, his face, I swallowed a quarter. I was like, no, you didn't.
No quarter in the
No, it was funny. I was like, well, now at least you're worth something. Fucking, oh my god. Everybody freaking busts out laughing.
NATO 8.
That's gold. What was
that? George Washington has made an exit.
Yeah, he did say that. Is it late Nuglas?
Late Nuglas. Nate Nuglas.
Late Nuglas.
So. Late Nuglas. This week,
we love you, brother.
Last week we did cocaine cities, we did beer cities, and we did weed cities. See, and now we're going into expensive cities, so if you want cocaine, beer, and weed, don't go to these cities because you won't be able to afford them if you live there. And that first city would be Los Angeles, which I think is full. That's a tent city, but I think it's funny because that's what everybody does in LA, and it's like most expensive place to live. So there must be a lot of money to be made. In LA.
I mean, I guess I mean,
you would hope see most of it on Pornhub. You would hope. I'm saying like,
I mean, I would hope that with the cost of living, the wages go up proportionally.
What are you, a fucking Democrat? Like, that's not the way it works.
No, I'm down.
The truth of the matter is Republicans run everything all the time and fuck your money. Like, it's mine. Like, that's the difference. So, yeah, in a city like that, I'm sure there are McDonald's that pay, you know, $11 an hour to start, but I'm sure there's also ones that don't.
Yeah.
Because it's still McDonald's. McDonald's is like across the board, like, fuck you.
Yeah, dude. Like, the ice cream machine is working.
Right.
It's working at 8 o'clock in the morning. It's working at 10 o'clock at night. They just don't give a fuck.
Well, you gotta clean that mother. Have you ever cleaned the ice cream machine?
No, I've never worked at McDonald's.
No, any ice cream machine. It's a pain in the ass to clean that stuff all the time. So then, if you don't feel like cleaning it, shit broke, son. Especially when I'm about to get off. Fuck y'all. I'm getting $7.50 an hour.
Right, yeah.
To clean this fucking machine, I'm not doing
it. I just cleaned that motherfucker.
Yeah, just got done
cleaning. I know what that's like on a grill.
Right. For sure.
All about that, right.
The motherfuckers come in, like 10:59, kitchen closes at 11. Oh, we just made it. Like, bitch.
Well, you got the 10:10. You got the most places have the 10:10 rule.
Yeah.
Where if somebody's there 10 minutes early, you let them in. If they come 10 minutes after you close, you let them in.
Right.
And it's like,
I worked at Outback.
I've never tainted.
All right, kids, we got two black people in. They used to joke about that shit all the time. I know the stereotypes; they're all up and down, but it's fucking hilarious.
I worked both sides of that restaurant, man.
Yeah,
that bread though, man.
Bread's the shit.
People used to bitch about getting. There were certain people that would really run you for bread, but everybody would bitch about getting run for bread, and I get it. I wouldn't get pissed. I love that shit. Dude, I would squirrel that shit away and have it in my pocket.
I mean, I wasn't that bad on it, but...
Yeah, I was bad off, dude. I had a problem.
And I will run your motherfucking ass at Outback.
I had a problem.
So if any of y'all ever see this that work at Outback and you see me come in, you might as well just heat that fucking thing. Just get them throwing on there. You know, because that little machine...
Dude, toss the onion now.
Keep going. Oh, toss the onion down.
Toss the onion now.
Yeah, toss the onion down first and foremost. Put the bread in the rotation moment.
Yeah.
Because we're going to get in there.
Yeah. You see my face at the Outback. And just go ahead and throw the onion in there.
And my to-go box will be heavy. Because Outback is like a two-day experience. I mean, that's why I don't mind getting a big Foster's and a fucking Wallaby Darn when I'm there. Because I'm like, we got to get in. You know?
Days before my surgery, Missy and Robert, shout out fam, brought me up the 22-ounce bone-in ribeye.
That's cool.
Fuck yeah.
That's a good steak.
Dude. And all I had was plastic
and
cutlery.
And there will be people that say shit like, oh, it's Outback, blah, blah, this, that, third. But they don't fuck it up. Like, it's pretty solid.
They don't fuck it up.
Outback's pretty solid. So if you liked what you got when you went there the first time, You go back, it's the same.
Do it again.
Yeah. I went to one in Japan, bro. Like, it was the same shit.
Dude, that Alice quesadilla and the sans mushrooms.
Give it to me.
The only thing about the Outback in Japan, which I thought was funny, the portion sizes were different.
That makes sense.
It does make sense. But
they're little.
Yeah. No, I mean, especially where we went to. It wasn't like we went to the hugest tourist place or whatever. No, the Chili's that was in...
I mean, the people are little.
Right. But the Chili's that was in Roppongi was still had big shit. You know what I mean? It was a normal Chili's. But the little local spots when you're walking down the road and you're the only one walking down the road, like, where it looks like this type of neighborhood, that shit, the place that's there is like a normal place, but they make everything smaller. Although KFC were pigeon wings, and we were like, these are not chickens. Like, I don't know the fuck where you got these chickens from. Like, I do not care what you say it is. This ain't no chicken.
The Chinese be scooping up the cats, and the Japs are scooping up the pigeons?
I think so.
I love it.
I think so.
I do pigeon.
But I didn't even finish that. So, off on a tangent. Tel Aviv, Israel was 9. And then New York was 8. And I really thought that L.A. and New York would be in a higher spot than those little runs. Technically, by the... there was another thing I looked at, clicked into. Those three cities are tied. So there really is just a 10 and then a 7. But...
Hey, babe.
For order purposes.
Can you grab a wrap? Jakes, you're the greatest.
I'm good. I'm good. Billy's like, I'm out.
Yeah, I'm out with that. That shit's awful.
Yeah,
I still have a little bit.
Also, I think that I was slightly misinformed on what they would be, and I did not look into it further, and I just grabbed them. But
did someone suggest these ones?
Yeah, yeah. It's not really even a sparkling seltzer thing. It's just a sparkling thing.
Yeah.
And do we call that person out?
Now, it's 80
juice.
It's 80 calories, which appeals to. Like I said, all the hot yoga girls and the freaking, like, you're doing
I'm
shit.
I'm Brittany, babe.
Yeah, yeah, you, if you're in the gym, you know, 6 nights a week, and you still want to get blazed on some alcoholic beverages without the calories, I guess this is the way to go. I still...
How compared to what the other ones?
That's what I was looking at. It doesn't, it's only a 4% drink, too. So this is like, this is more like a,
A spritzer.
Well, no, it's more like one of those fucking Bartles and James, but made with the... quinoas and shit instead of
yeah.
I'll take that one. The peach one does taste like what was that the ladies man pina colada butt lotion. This tastes like peach butt lotion. Which definitely is better than butt. It is better than butt, but it's not better than
peach.
You just have to go. I don't know. This is like voting. You know, like, it's like, they're all awful.
Yes, but I gotta.
You drinking another coconut one?
Yeah, I'm getting this one down first. It's the one that tastes most like something that I would recognize the smell of. You know?
Yeah.
The air freshener, the body lotion.
That shit took me straight to the car wash.
Yeah, it's like the spray on. This is what they spray on your floor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I bet you spilled one of these in your car, it would smell like this for a while.
Oh, maybe that's by design.
I don't know. I'm not pouring.
Dude, you smell like fear. How about now?
Shower some cocoa marker. Don't drink it, though.
Hey, Rachel. Rachel.
Yeah.
Yo, come here, Rachel.
I feel like I can see the girl that drinks these. I mean, I did see the one that was in the
That's
brewery.
That's why her name was Rachel.
I did see the one in the brewery. Like, and I get it. She was definitely a health-conscious individual. And these, while tasting like complete shit, probably are better than some of the things that I eat all the time, and there's alcohol in it. So this is a plus to that, but it's still awful.
Yeah.
Sports.
How about them fucking Panthers, you guys?
Kyle fucking Allen again.
Kyle fucking Allen.
I don't, dude. He played a great game too. I'm not.
He's holding on to the
Christian
ball a little better.
McCaffrey is what's going down now.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. he is like, he's like,
but he was doing he was making those same kind of opportunities for Cam Newton.
No, he wasn't relied on as much. Cam relied on Cam
Olsen.
Cam's his me man though. He don't pick you. So the running game goes through Cam. It's like when you're playing basketball, you get a center. If you got a really good center, the ball's supposed to touch his hands at least once every possession. But then Kobe comes along. Kobe's like, "That's cool, Shaq, but move a little bit so I can jump over that nigga next to you." You know what I mean? And that's Cam. Cam's like, "Yeah, Christian, you great. But like, go that way and block that dude real quick so I can run out here and throw it to Greg. Because that's what we do. You know what I'm saying? Shake a bang, bang." You know, that was kind of their thing for a little bit. And Cam, you can't take 1,000 hits a year and expect to not.
Well, I mean, like I said last
week, wearing high heels.
My thing, yeah. My thing is, oh great, what's up, Beat?
Just in time, Brandon Beat.
Yeah, the
Panthers. Is
what Dirty Bird.
Saying, right? Just what I was saying. The saga continues.
And yes, this is Lego.
It's pretty cool.
Pretty dope. Got it from my brother. Oh.
We moved it in front of the. There you go.
Yeah, move it over. It's
too,
a little bit more.
It's too close to me.
You like
deep it up.
There it is.
There we go. Fixed.
Courtesy of Liam McGee Bishop.
Oh, is that his middle name?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, like, when you.
Love you, brother.
When you say anything McGee, it's like always him.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I would love to do that.
He used to bump into shit a lot as a kid, so they called him a
guy. And Brandon's also here because there's no baseball on for him. Because Atlanta. Everything in Atlanta's falling apart, man. I don't even... Do they still have a soccer team. I think that's the best thing you got going for you.
Oh, grass fairies.
That's it. So get your... Atlanta United. Then they even steal somebody else's name too. DC United was the thing. Now they're Atlanta United.
Manchester United.
Yeah, right. But they're the next to fall, I guess.
So, how about Jason Garrett?
I always say fuck Jason Garrett, and I think now Cowboys fans are saying the same thing.
Cowboys. Players are saying the same thing. Okay.
That was phenomenal.
Dude,
that was the best walk-by ever.
Oh, my God. He stuck both hands out, and they both cold-shouldered his ass. The one dude just kind of, like, shifted a little bit, dodged that motherfucker, because Jason Garrett's leaning out like, hey, we're on camera.
He's like, I know nigga, move. I'm trying to get out of
here. Yeah, and then you just see his face. He's just like, oh, God, my whole career is over. Yeah, that was great.
He looked pretty bad.
That gave me a good laugh.
Any opportunity to say fuck a Cowboy is cool to me. It made me actually like a couple of those players more because that's cold. Like that is. If I would have done that to any of my coaches at any point in time, I feel like they would have said words. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's the shit that usually makes them snap. Then they get in and they like.
Dude, I tried to get mouthy with my coach in rugby, and he just let it slide. I was like, I got you.
Yeah.
We'll see you next practice, Buck.
Right.
I came back, and he was like, all right. Drawing names out of a hat. Who's doing the 40?
He can't even bench people at
this point,
though.
I had to do the fucking 40.
Like, Jason Garrett can't even put people on a bench.
I had to do a 40 with a dude your size on my back.
Well, there you go.
Because I was mouthing off.
That works.
And then we checked the hat afterwards, and they were all bucking red. Bucking red, bucking red, bucking red. And I was like, oh, man, that's fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the last time I mouthed off to a coach.
It's a very good way to actually spend your time and fuck a kid and teach a lesson. It's like, oh, cool.
Fuck a what?
Like. Not like that.
You said it. Not
I didn't. Me. You're the one that eats them. I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm saying like
Hannibal Lecter over there.
Not yet. No. I mean, it's got to be tender meat for sure.
I knew you'd come to the dark side.
No, but emotionally, I think it's awful. And I understand why people don't eat puppies. And before someone says puppies aren't the same as kids,
well, you gotta like shave 90% puppies.
Of white America believes
you gotta shave a puppy.
I mean, you have to skin it. You don't have to shave it.
You don't even have to skin that motherfucker. You put him right over the fire and he's good to go.
It burns that shit right
away. It burns the hair off and everything. Skin gets all crispy, man. Yeah. That's how you do it.
When are we going camping, Barry?
Now that it's gotten cold, I'm down. I got November.
Yeah, November, we could just.
I'm going in fucking November.
You want to.
What's up with Florida Follies?
You want to do that? We could do that.
Oh, before we pass sports up. What was the kid's name, the boxer, that died from getting knocked out? I think he died Sunday.
I saw something briefly about that.
Yeah, hold on, let me see.
The
video was insane. The heart on this fella, like, I just couldn't believe that,
I was like, what the fuck is that?
What's going on over there? That he literally, like, came back out to fight.
Yeah, I know.
Fidget spinner. That he came out to fight and, like...
Isn't that my fidget spinner?
Yeah.
That's probably loud in the...
Yeah.
In the,
pre-game had its little effect on Billy.
Oh, yeah.
And Buck.
Yeah, and Buck, too. What the buck, man?
No, but he fought, like, all the way to the 10th round... He got knocked down super hard, and then he gets back up, bouncing around, trying to fight some more, and just gets creamed. I mean, like, the punch was amazing. And then he's in the hospital over that night, and then he just died from some brain damage. Like,
fuck.
Yeah.
Crucial. What was this, UFC?
It was boxing.
Oh, boxing?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Bashes to the head.
I can't remember the guy's name. I'll look for it while we're continuing on. But, yeah, it was crazy. And I just, it kind of brings into light how dangerous some of those sports can be and how dangerous you can be to yourself. Because after getting knocked down that first time, he was a little loopy, but he's like, you know, a professional.
Dude. You're a cowboy up.
There. Yeah, he cowboyed up. And it was... brutal, and I'm like, whoa! I didn't know the guy was gonna die. But, I mean, he was when they showed the first time I saw him, he was in the hospital, and then I went back and watched the video again to see, like,
you know, why people are gonna try to outlaw boxing now.
Well, they'll know. There was like a morbid
must wear headgear.
There's like a morbid thought in my head where I'm like, can we? Are we watching this kid die? Like, does he? And you are like, you can actually see,
like Rocky, man.
Yeah. But it was like he. Dead to never wake up again right then and there.
Damn.
It's insane.
It's like the motor's running, but nobody's at the wheel. Shit.
That motherfucker was still driving, though. He was still fighting back in the 10th
round. Autopilot.
Yeah, for real.
It's like a it's like a rogue Tesla with nobody in it. Just cruising along.
I was watching something on Facebook. I don't know if it was high school football or college football, but the receiver caught the ball and defense was trying to tackle him and they were like scuffled around. And then the receiver picked the dude up and finished the touchdown and got the touchdown that and picked so his ass crazy. Up.
He carried him into the end zone. Yeah, that was awesome. Oh yeah, here we go. 4 days after the knockout.
Damn. Yeah. He must have probably been bleeding in the brain or something.
Patrick Day dies of brain injuries 4 days after knockout. And, it was a 10th round. Obviously, it was a loss.
too soon? Too soon?
It took him to Northwestern.
The match or life?
Northwestern Memorial Hospital in Chicago. And he died.
Don't go there.
At 27. So... And I mean, if, like I said,
27 club.
The dude was good. It wasn't like he was just some crap.
Is that how old he was? 27?
27, yeah. He got knocked down, it says, by right hands in the fourth and eighth round by this unbeaten cat who was an Olympian in 2016. And
sounds like he's.
It was a 10 round fight, too.
Wrong place.
And he died in the 10th round. That's so crazy.
And I bet you some of that had to do with it too. It's like one more round. I'm sure the coaches are like, you know, doing all that. I mean,
give it your all. Give it your all. Right. And no pain, no gain.
Yeah, all that stuff. I mean, you got to be like that as boxing, you know, and he had to go out to
fight. You got to be like that to even like decide, hey, that's what I want to do is go get hit in the head.
Shit, sometimes you got to do that. Just like go to work. Like, I mean, you've hurt yourself trying to do stuff. I've hurt myself trying to do too much stuff.
Yeah.
And then you're like, I still got to keep on going. Need a couple dollars, you know.
You'll pay that rent.
I mean, but could you imagine if it was like 10 grand, like dying over one more round and you win, you get a million? Like, it's a big difference.
That's true. A big
difference. I think I'd be like, you know what?
I'm done.
If you would have saw the eighth round knockdown,
they still get
in the eighth round knockdown. He hit the ropes and he was like, he got up for a second and he was like stoked about it. And then he got hit in the 10th round and he didn't fall. And like, I think he would have, like in the eighth round, he got hit the same way and he fell and he was like, no. Like, let me back up for a second, get my shit together. He didn't try to like get back up and hold the guy. In the 10th round, he's holding on to him, trying to get away. And then they back up, and boy, he caught it hard. And then he's just, like, sprawled out, and they bring out the people and do all this stuff, and then video clips out. But I guess then they...
Damn.
He goes into a coma or whatever for 4 days. Like, beat that nigga's brain in.
That's yikes.
And he was fighting good. It wasn't like he was just kidding.
So did they shut him off, or he died? He died. Okay. Yeah.
There was no saving it. And I feel like thinking about like Muhammad Ali and like some of them dudes, they took a lot of
Mike Tyson.
I mean, Mike Tyson was crazy already. I think boxing knocked
him. He gave some serious hits.
I think he got some sense knocked into him.
He had little screws that got tightened up a little bit.
Knocked his ass out and he was like, all right, maybe I'm not so bad, you know. I won't eat his children. I'm sorry, sir.
There's always the biggest fish.
He started being all like smart. Now he's got pigeons and shit. He's a whole different dude now.
Man. A little weed conglomerate.
Mm-hmm.
I hear you, Mike.
He's got a full beard. Have you seen him now?
Uh-huh.
No. Full gray beard.
That's dope. It,
like, yeah.
That'd be hilarious.
They call him
dude.
Uncle Mike now. He's like,
with the fucking face tan.
Oh, yeah, it like runs right into the beard. He's like teaching some of the MMA dudes some cool moves or whatever.
That's cute.
But yeah, Florida Follies, you're up.
Florida Follies.
Florida Follies.
These are all the fucked up things that happen in Florida from a fucked up state. All right, let's see. Which one should we start? This headline goes, Florida man denies syringe found in rectum are his.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord.
I swear
they're not mine. I'm just holding it for a friend.
I don't understand.
Those are not my my syringes.
Was there a storyline behind this? Or did you
That was just a headline.
Just a headline.
Just a headline for that one.
That's insane. I couldn't imagine saying anything. Was it yours that was...
Definitely meth involved.
Right? Oh, for sure.
Definitely.
There's got to be meth involved.
Oh, I mean...
He might have forgot they were there.
Why would you put...
Syringes?
Yeah.
Because you're getting arrested, you don't want to...
I mean, that's a little...
Paraphernalia.
Well, if you know you're getting arrested, you want to be able to fucking bang off inside the jail.
Oh, cap.
That would be the meth way to go. He's like, oh, shit. He's just a
cap on or cap off. Like, you know, like...
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? I mean, it's just, they're fucking meth heads, man. They do some stupid shit sometimes. If you're fucking really tweaked out.
Listen.
How many syringes would it have been? Like,
I don't think anybody.
It was plural.
It was plural, yeah. Syringes. There wasn't just one.
Stick the cap off syringe. Like,
I mean, if you stick it.
From the other end.
Yeah, not pointing in. Yeah. Leave the needle poking out.
That's probably how the cops
look. I'm needlehead.
Shiny little
spot. What is that?
Hypodermic hanging out.
Shoots it out.
You're like, sir.
It looks like one of those pens with the different.
The different colors. When you always just wanted to push all the colors at once.
Yes.
Like, all right, come on, push out, kid. We're trying to help you out.
That's fucking terrible.
Oh my God. That's funny. Do you have that picture on handy
I do
of that guy?
I'm ready.
This Florida man's mugshot has gone viral after his traffic arrest. You got that?
I'm looking at the live.
Ricky Dealey, 34, was arrested for driving under a suspended license. Well, the woman that was with him, she was 20 years old, and she was arrested with handgun and drugs. You got that?
We got it there.
Come a little closer. Ah, there you go.
We're all fixing.
Y'all guys see these?
Look at those ears are insane.
Dude, how that motherfucker radar.
You are getting fucking signals from Japan.
How do you get caught when you can hear them like that?
I hear coach, dude, look at him. He can't hear shit coming up behind him.
He's focused.
You'd be able to splinter cell the fuck out of that guy.
He's a freaking directional charge, that guy. He's only seeing it one way, for sure. That's those ears are insane. And everybody.
There's Nancy.
There's Nancy.
What up?
I was like, who's Nancy?
Nancy.
But I knew who it
Near's
is.
Nancy.
Owen!
Owen!
Set up your bass guitar! Just do it for mama!
Well, they say that.
You seen that movie? Throw Mama from the Train?
Danny DeVito?
And this dude already had a warrant, too.
That guy, yes. No, there was another guy with him. There was a third. There was a guy, I can't remember what his name was, and then a girl.
And that was when they found all the guns and
meth.
Drugs.
Yeah, meth and cocaine.
With guns and drugs.
Oh. Double whammy.
I think that's crazy. You got expired tags, guns, drugs, and a nigga with a warrant. Like, you deserve.
And a suspended license.
You deserve everything you get.
And hot pipe.
Oh, right. And a hot pipe still.
That bitch is smoldering.
Yeah.
He looks like a villain from a movie.
He does.
Yeah.
He looks like one of those guys that would be,
What was that show? Hubert and,
These are still fucking awful.
Yeah.
I have stopped drinking a minute ago. I still have the fucking nasty aftertaste in my mouth.
Tom and Jerry had the little short mobster guy? Or was it?
Well, that was
and
like
he,
a,
and
that
he
was
had
like
the
a,
big the big dummies that were like, yeah, boy.
Yeah, the that was like a fake Bugsy.
Yeah. He seems like he'd be one of those goons.
Skinny goon. Dick Tracy, they call him. He'd be like, ew.
Yeah, boy. We was sitting down Dick Tracy and he got away.
Like, flat top and
he got behind me
square jaw. They had right names ears. His special talent would be safe cracking, and he wouldn't even have to get down.
he
wouldn't even have to get down on it. And he just do it right away.
All right. you remember
left?
You hear it?
Got it.
Wasn't there a set of twins that looked like him that had ears from a long time ago? There's like a black and white picture of him.
I'm sure. I mean,
that it was a picture that was floating around on Facebook every so often that comes around.
You've been to Walmart?
Well, yeah.
The best Walmart, like the people
land of Superfoopas.
That's a great website
for sure.
But I saw on there somebody had.
We should add Florida Walmart.
It's like
problems.
Oh, Florida Walmart would be awesome, but you know, because you're from Ohio, I don't know if you ever seen like basement windows.
Yeah,
like the same size as the truck windows. Somebody caulked a basement window into their truck, and you can still slide it. You know, it was just
put the basement window on the truck.
Yeah,
I would have been to see the truck window on the basement.
Yeah, see that like
that'd
that
be flip fly out, as fuck.
It was an old truck. You know, those were the ones that
that'd be
out.
Fly as fuck, dude. Walk in and be like, dude,
I could see that.
Have a lava
done. Lamp. That's like perfect for that situation too. Where's my notebook?
A basement window's rocking like a trapezoid.
What's this? I saw one earlier.
You got more Florida?
Yeah, I got a couple
in
more.
The hospital.
Yeah. Smokes meth, snorts coke, takes Xanax, passes out, wakes up, and starts masturbating in the hospital. Yeah.
That's pretty intense. I don't think there's.
That's anything, all of the above.
I don't think there's anything else you could do at that point.
No.
What is that?
I don't know what that is. It's like a little star thing.
I don't know what the fuck that is either. I was trying to figure that out earlier. Because it just started as one, and now it's two.
It's cool.
Maybe that's like a mixture of all the likes and hearts that come out, because there's different colors.
I don't know.
I don't know if anybody else knows. Can see it but us. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah. See it?
Well, no, I mean, is this anyways, that just tripped me out.
She's sitting right here. Yeah, I mean, I feel like... And I haven't done a lot of those drugs.
Mm-mm.
Definitely haven't done a lot of those drugs together. But I'm sure if you had that great of a time, you'd wake up with a hard-on.
That sounds like a shitty time.
Yeah, but it's like so opposite ends of everything together.
He was drunk?
Meth, coke, and Xanax.
That can't be all. That is a crazy cocktail.
Yeah, that seems...
But that's like upper downers.
That's what you do. You do the coke and the meth to go up, and then you do the Xanax to help you sleep.
Oh, is that
true? That's... Yeah. Oh.
I mean, that was how Judy Garland lived.
So,
her life.
I mean,
she was like six. And
yeah! I just want to wake up and jerk off.
The craziest thing.
I'm in a hospital. Where the fuck am I at?
You don't know where you are. You wake up with one of these in your pants and you're just like, I'm going to get this over with.
There was that guy in the airport that was drunk as fuck and he was pissing all in the airport. They were videotaping him.
That's what was it? I'm throwing him under the bus. But Wayne Alvey, he did that shit and then quarterdeck, fucking drunk as hell. I mean, Brandis had a nerve to call me. I was like, I tried to get him to get on the bus and come to my house because he was drunk enough to piss on the floor of the quarterdeck. And he said nah, and then he went and pissed on the. You know what I mean? Like, he almost got an indecent exposure for that, didn't he? I mean, I know he did, but they appealed it, right, or some shit. And he still got it. Oh yeah, whatever. That's
I know nothing.
When you pull your dick out in public, it's
that's not appropriate.
I mean,
the content doesn't matter.
Yeah,
there's registries. Yeah, shit.
There's no content. It's not like, oh well, I was just doing it to. You don't. That's the line.
You don't do it to nothing. You know, for nothing.
There's no reason.
Come with us, sir.
I'm throwing my brother under too. He almost got in trouble with that at the boardroom. Luckily, he name dropped because they didn't know who he was at the time.
Oh shit!
He coming back this week.
Don't tell me.
So is that all we got from Florida?
I swear there was
another.
Florida man was arrested for driving his Ferrari into the ocean.
You get arrested for that?
Arrested?
You should get
for that. Yeah. He also said that Jesus told him to do it.
Sounds like Florida.
I think I did see that. Did he like do it at like full speed?
Yeah, full speed.
From like Ocala to Tampa, there was like
I bet meth was involved.
12,000 churches. Something like that. Even on the back roads, remember we were driving down Tampa? Even on the back roads, it was like three trailer parks, a church, and a that gas station with a big store on it.
And then another church.
And another church. And three churches on the cross the street from that church close to the gas station.
And then they had three stoplights, they had $1 general.
$1 general.
You drive. Oh, shit. $1 general.
They had
general?
Some weird-ass fucking names of their fucking little towns.
They were all Indians. Right. They're all Native American tribe names, dude. Trail of Tears.
Read a book, Billy.
Fuck you, Buck.
Oh, lordy.
Lordy.
What's the, the dude that threatened to shoot the cops, his name is Sam Jackson?
Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah.
Not the actor, in parentheses it says. 43-year-old dude. Now see, if my name was Sam Jackson, you'd have a hard time not getting me to be like that.
Like,
because
try to act.
Oh yeah.
I mean, yeah. Obviously,
you would take it so much. Everyone who, I mean,
what's up, Randy J?
If your name's Michael Jordan, or your name is, you know, Michael Jackson, or your name is
anybody, you know, of significance,
Mike Myers, or like
Michael.
Yeah, right. any of those Mike names that are popular, or any name that's popular for that matter, then you definitely have to deal with those jokes all the time 43 is long enough to be like crazy.
Yeah. I'm sick of this shit.
And you cops come up like, motherfucker, I will kill you too. Get out of my face. Because I'm sure even the cops.
Well, I loved you in Pulp Fiction.
I'm sure even the cops said something.
Well, dude, I can attest.
I'm fucking Sam, dude.
The reason I don't by my first name is for that same fucking reason. Right there. As a child, I had enough of it.
Yeah.
I had enough of it. So yeah, I get it.
You're more like E.T. though. I can see you. I can see you chasing a trail of Reese's Pieces into a freaking trap.
Ooh, piece of candy. Ooh, yes. Piece of candy.
Right into the airlock.
I'm gonna drink the mango one next,
and I'll go strawberry.
All right.
Titties.
I don't think I could have done a whole peach one. It tasted like sex lotion.
I found that if you just, like, slam it...
You're drunk.
No, well, that happens.
Figured that out.
But it's, like, over the teeth and past the gums. Like, mm-hmm.
All right,
just take big old gulps.
I'm going to bang out a couple more of these cities.
And then... So
there's actually 11 cities because of the ties. But the only tie that I granted, because I feel like all the rest of them are 11 to... whatever, and the tie's number one, like that only makes sense to me. So we already went through Los Angeles, Tel Aviv, New York, and then the next one at 7 is Copenhagen, Denmark, which that makes sense. I mean, it's a pretty place. You always see pictures of it and shit like that. It's always like one of the movie James Bond central.
Yeah,
like
they have like fjords and shit, or is that no?
What's that?
Fjords, that's more like Norway and Finland.
Yeah, that's a little different.
But still, they have the rolling hills.
Oh, man, it's just a beautiful place. All
Sound of Music type shit.
The pictures of it are always the most beautiful things you could come across. But then there's Seoul, South Korea at number 6, which I was like, oh, a South Korean city that's in the top 10 even.
Nice.
But makes sense on why there's so much worry about that area, because there's money there.
That's
the only thing people give a fuck. And if it's that high up, one city's that high up on a list, then the surrounding areas can't be just trash.
Yeah.
Although, Osaka, Japan is number 5, and I've been in those areas, and it is exactly trash the moment you leave the city. So, it's weird, though, because they cram everybody into these
fucking tiny, high skyrise.
Oh, man, it's cool. It's cool. Like I said, you got... One floor will be like the dentist office. The next floor will be the strip club. The next floor will be it's like a strip mall, but
some of those people live in like little boxes.
Yeah, you push the wrong button, you're like, oh no, sorry. You know, like this. Some of them are straight into doors, and some of them are straight into like, you know, building. And then there's three things there. It's not just one thing. It's like an office.
So it's like you're going to buy. Like, you're going to see your dentist and you push 52 instead of 54.
You open the door, it's like...
Yeah, and everybody's wearing gas masks.
Yeah, it's like naked Russian chicks in the back. You're just like, oh, I got shit to do today.
I'll get you on the way out. I'll get you on the way out.
I'll get you on the way out. You're in there with your... This is awesome! Yeah, but then Japan's just such a weird place. I want to go back there.
I do too. I'm ready to go.
The first time.
I want to go back there.
I think that would be awesome to do.
Hey, what up, Joe?
What up, Joe?
You just cut my boys up good, man. I'm happy about that. Actually, I feel like, I don't know what Jonas Dallas would be, but I feel like he looks like one of them. Or Superman. I don't know. Last night he had like the jawline and the little curl in front of his head when he's like trying to rock out. The only thing that happened was like one curl fell. Like, because you know, it's all the hair.
Looking on Clark Kent.
Yeah.
The adolescent Clark Kent.
For sure.
Before he left the farm. Like
Smallville. Yeah. That's what we'll call him from now on. Smallville.
Clark!
Well, we're going to switch up a little bit and do something, because I see you over there. But we're going to move over, because you've missed a little bit of time.
you get to come around to the front and sit in the camera for a little bit.
It's our special guest.
And since you, secret guest. It's worked out perfect because you got this hat on and everything. So just come on over here now.
Me?
Come on. Yeah, our special secret guest for this week's show, perfect. Episode 9.
I can't believe you put that hat on, too.
Is Sleepy Creek himself.
Hello.
All right, there
the
we go.
The walking alcoholic beverage.
Now, you are also part of the problem because you just put on a Santa hat like...
Wild Bill Martini.
Freaking... It's not even Halloween yet. I'm so mad. I was mad today. I went into Big Lots.
This is October, though. For
yeah, what the fuck? No Thanksgiving? Put a it turkey is, on or something? I don't know.
We got a couple months, dog.
It was... I found it on the ground, so...
Although, I will say, if you're buying gifts now, you're smart. Like...
Yeah, oh yeah. Layaway's a thing.
We have a few.
Use it.
But not many.
So how's Sleepy Creek shit going, man? We gotta talk about it.
Pretty good, I guess.
You haven't done any push at all, really. I mean, you do a little Facebook stuff. You got the shoes going down.
Yep.
You just had a new design. You get it? Are you? Did you do that in full?
No, or
you
I
just...
have. I have. I've messed around with a couple different designs. Yeah. I haven't really got one solid one.
You
down.
Sold a few of the other ones, though. I think that's a good start. And like,
It's there's definitely positive feedback.
Yeah, there's definitely positive feedback. So it's
if anybody has them, it would be cool to see. Like, has anybody said anything to you about what are they good shoes? Is it a
Morgan likes them? Brian says he likes them. That's and, cool. Both said the same thing.
Both said the same thing. I mean, nice. It's a cool idea. I had another buddy in Ohio doing the same movement, but
Worm's doing. He's doing that. Corey's friend.
Okay,
he's,
cool.
He's doing that. He's doing the same thing. He's got. I think they're called the. W's, I can't remember the exact name.
Yeah?
But he put a little video out and everything.
Oh, with his Werf shoes?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Is he dancing in the shit in the video? I know that nigga did it.
He's dancing in it. It's a pretty good video. It's pretty well put together.
His videos are usually pretty awesome. Damn it. I feel like sometimes I talk about him like you talk about a fat girl. You're like, he's nice. He's freaking whatever. I don't always... like the music, but it's just not my speed, you know what I mean? Like,
it is kind of like sets
if,
you up.
If
like,
if I was a 180 to 210 pound black female from the age of 25 to 48, I would love it.
But that's not a bad
demographic to have on your side,
it's
so I do get it. There's a movement for that, for sure. But I guarantee there's not, like, there ain't a lot of dudes rocking that. I mean.
Not in a while.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
You get real, just like I posted that
Bruno thing. Bruno Mars was, like, one of them.
Yeah, Mars. I don't remember. Bruno Mars got in like that, but.
Has gone. Well, he went a little more dancier. But,
yeah. Well, after Usher. That with Mark. Yeah, Usher was the dancer. Usher was the, like. We fucking music, or like, I'm sorry, I fucked that other bitch music. Like, that's like, he, if you, that's like Usher's main claim to fame. Like, remember last time I told you I fucked that bitch, but I fucked this other bitch and I got her pregnant. I'm sorry. Like, he was like, yes. Usher was all
sorry.
Yeah. It's beautiful work. I think that it definitely said the point and. I feel like girls would sing it too. Like it wasn't like
they were totally okay
shit.
With it.
They just like getting in.
Just loved them some Usher
for sure.
Yeah, they do.
Around the corner, around the country, like right. That's Speedway.
Yeah.
Still, there's not. It's not full of dudes. Those, dudes professing their love. Like no, those fucking concerts are full of bitches. Like. Yeah.
And a few select dudes
trying to hit on the
business. Because they know they're going to be there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's like all the people that go, and there are guys that go to the freaking, like, hunks of whatever, blah, blah, blah. Because all those dudes are usually gay, and then they leave after they take their sexy oil body. And then, that is, all right, 11 o'clock, bar's open. It's like, yes, it is. Because Karen's drunk and she's going to take you home.
I did that back when they had coconuts.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I do that all the time on a Thursday, bro. I'd sit there and be like, man, look at these fucking idiots. Dude, one dude was trying to be a fucking Harry Potter stripper. And I'm sitting there, I'm like laughing with these bitches because dude's got in free.
Right.
And it was it free
drinks. Well, yeah, because you might be the prey of one of the fucking strippers.
So I'm sitting there at a table full of Britneys.
And the stripper's like, no, no. Let him in free.
I'm getting drunk.
I've been working out for this moment.
I'm getting drunk. And these motherfuckers are shit, muscles. Dude. Yeah. It was the most jacked up, sorry fucking thing. Like, I would expect, like, if y'all are, like, touring, doing ladies' nights places.
I still haven't watched Magic Mike. Should at least be in
time.
I refuse to watch it.
I feel like I should watch it.
No.
I watched Brokeback Mountain. Like, I feel like I should watch Magic Mike. Can't be that bad. It can't be worse than that. That was
awful. What's up, Corinne?
I don't think I've ever seen that whole movie.
It was awful. It wasn't awful. It wasn't awful because of the content of the situation, but my brain was more like, I already thought it was bad enough for like non-showering cowboys to like bang the prostitutes that were in the thing. Mm-hmm. But then when those dudes are fucking each other, I'm like, that seems. Like, I don't know if you could wipe good enough with leaves and fucking, like, you know, for me to want to be, because, I mean, I'm, this is the way, I mean, maybe it's a little death, but, like, I'm a freaky dude, man. Like, if we fucking, like, I want to do cool shit, I'm not just going to, like,
I want to do cool shit.
Hold my nose and, you know, like, I mean, we going to be doing stuff, we can be, like,
oh, my God.
Yes, I'm not talking about with a guy, obviously, if it's a girl, me, but, I mean, if you're, it's the same, right? Like, they're not different. They don't not hug or lick or do... Like, they do all that stuff, too, right? I wouldn't imagine you wouldn't.
Yeah. I mean,
I haven't even watched gay porn, but I know what it looks like.
Just on Brokeback Mountain.
It's the same thing, just with dicks. Like, I don't even see all that.
I know what it looks like. Hey, that's funny.
So, yeah, I feel like I should watch Magic Mike.
I still can't do it, though.
Yeah, probably not gonna
watch. There's two of them, isn't there?
I think you're right.
That's a lot of Magic Mike to watch.
That's 4 hours of fucking.
No.
Dude, there was
do it.
It's Channing
Tatum. I forget the name of the
he's
show.
Cool, but he can dance. You know what I mean? Like, that's one thing. At least he can dance. It'd be different if we were watching, like, you know, 4 hours of John Cena. You know he can't dance. You know what I mean? Like,
right. So there was a show, Lip Sync
Battle. The dance costume?
Yeah.
The dance
did you ever see the show Lip Sync Battle?
Lip Sync Battle? No.
What?
Lip Sync Battle. Channing Tatum and his wife were on it.
Oh, yeah?
And for the battle back and forth, so lip syncing and shit. Dude, she did the Magic Mic against Channing Tatum, like they were battling out against each other, doing lip sync performances, and she
danced on him and stuff.
Yeah,
that shit. She's
smoking.
But if you're Channing Tatum, if you're Channing Tatum's wife, then
you gotta be able to throw that thing back,
right?
In a sideways.
She fucking killed it too. She fucking killed it.
No, we should not be working. You should be working, but don't come here. Fuck 12.
Damn.
Love you, Stucky. Oh, your brother's watching too.
What's up, man?
And I didn't say hello to Corinne, but my bad. Love you. You know that.
Hey, y'all.
We are filming live in location with our green cards in Florida.
Florida. Yeah. That's funny.
She's like, I'm cleaning and listening. Don't tell. He can see you, girl. You ain't hiding from nobody.
So, Barry.
What's up, man?
You're all over the place, man.
True talk. How was the I didn't go to the open mic night that you did. How was that?
No. I mean, it was fun. I had fun playing with everybody, but it wasn't very busy.
Oh, no, we're about the busy, man. I don't give a fuck about that. I'm saying that.
The music with the vibe.
It was good.
I
all of us playing.
I am going to be completely honest that I'm the featured artist next week, and I have not done anything to prepare, so this is going to be a push to find something new and fun and exciting to do, but
yeah,
I'll figure it out.
That's next week, right?
Next week, yeah.
So we might air a little early next week.
Yeah, maybe that'd be a good idea.
That should be fun.
Or we could do it in my house again. Don't matter.
That might be a push.
Don't do that. Well, next week's guest is a Bluffonian.
I do. Right, so let's come out here. And if I have to dip, then I can just dip. And
yeah. Well, I'm sure, I mean, won't be nothing to do a little early.
Yeah.
That's what the ish is for.
Well, yeah, I mean, we got started at, what, 8:30?
8:30, yeah.
Yeah, so it was more like 8:45. Yeah, it was
close to 8:45. We could push, like, 7:30? 7:45.
That means we'll start at 8. Well, that's cool.
Yeah, right?
I know the hustle, baby.
So, can we now game the pregame? Is that
what we're doing, right? Do you want
to finish what we started in the pregame show?
What did we start? I don't know. I covered your...
Not that.
What did we start? Oh, we can do that right now? Oh, in the moment.
All
right. So,
So, Billy.
Yes.
You're all over the place, man. When's the next... When's the next Roar on the Shore? What's up with Sleepy Creek?
Roar on the Shore is taking a little break right now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're not going to do another one?
I mean, I'll do another one, but...
We got November.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, that's
dude, you should do Winter Wonderland.
Speaking of November,
I
should put that on the calendar now. We're going to... we're trying to set up to do Porter and Pig on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Okay. That's cool.
That clears us for weather.
Oh, and what's also, his name?
He said
last night.
He really wants to do it, yeah. So...
I can't remember his name, though.
That'll be super cool.
Tits.
Yeah. But we'll, Groove Samurais will be at Peaceful Henry's again next month. I can't remember the date. It's on my
phone. No, that's like a live spin on Sleepy Creek kind of thing, right? Like that kind of vibe?
No, it's more funk.
Okay. Like
pretty heavy funk. A lot of mashups, experiments.
He's Marshall.
Yeah.
His lady sounds wonderful. She's a great voice.
I've only heard her sing on a video that wasn't, I couldn't really hear her edit, so I haven't seen her sing personally in person yet, so, but I hear a lot of good things.
Yeah, she's good. She's not as good as Katie, but she's not as bad as Marshall.
Katie who?
With Patrick. Katie Patrick?
Oh.
Katie's
really good. Oh, okay. That's super good.
You guys have your marital spat somewhere else.
What happened?
She should be working. Okay, Dad. Oh, shit. That's funny.
Corinne, don't do this. You ain't got nobody to call.
Better turn on the vacuum.
Yeah, right. She's cleaning. She should be at work. I didn't know she was supposed to be at work. Oh, maybe she's working at cleaning. I don't know.
Cleaning
that's
at work.
That's what I took from her, but maybe not. I saw her. No, never mind. I didn't. Another topic. Anyways.
So, three times more on this little list of the expensive cities. Two of these next cities are in Switzerland. Geneva and Zurich, and Switzerland's got to be the shit. I mean, I've only seen, just like we were talking about Denmark, I've only seen, like, the most beautiful pictures. And I'm talking about from back when you was, like, you know, taking pictures. There's still, like, pretty-ass pictures, not, you know, enhanced or whatever. When we went to Switzerland, and them little film, like, photo albums, pull all the shit back, take the picture out, show to people. Yeah, like... Even those pictures were badass. And even reading, you know, crazy books about, you know, Farewell to Arms and shit like that. You read those books and you read how they're talking about Switzerland and they pull in and how the city's shaped up. It's got to be expensive to live there if it stays and looks that pretty all the time.
For sure.
And then the number two city, because, you know, there's a tie, was Hong Kong. And that just makes sense.
Yeah. That's a ridiculous place.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah. So, masks and fucking... Everybody's going crazy over there right now.
Crazy motorcycle gangs.
Oh, yeah. I could only imagine...
Like, even the girl... Like, the women have, like, their own...
They talk about the police force being brutal over there, and, like, I don't see how else you could do it.
The women gangs are the worst.
I would imagine.
Dude, deal with all those periods.
Bro, dude, they hang out enough. They all cycle the same. Yeah, exactly.
No offense.
It's like,
it's like the game cycle.
It's like the first and the 15th, bro. It's like the first and the 15th.
Number one.
We gotta hide. Why do you guys always hide at the same time? Dude, we do not go out between
The whole 5th city.
And the 10th. Dude. Yeah.
Well, because you only can secure like
a block.
Yeah, like there's so many people on that block already. I mean, I couldn't imagine being in a place where there was that many people. Like when I was in Japan, the most dangerous thing was umbrellas.
You got three buildings and 8,000 people. Because
all those people
that block,
yeah, right. their umbrellas are like this in my face. If you know, you guys wouldn't have this problem. You guys would just be dry. But like, I almost was a pirate. We walked around in freaking Tokyo, and it started pouring down rain, and all the umbrellas. Whoop, and I'm like, oh shit! Like,
you see this height like stuck between.
Dude, I just had the best visual,
right? Yeah, man. Tons of people walking to and from work and shit. Like, and I'm like, oh no, run away. That's a scary moment.
Oh, shit. You just
they all carry them too.
Right? You just see this black face dipping up like a gopher. You dip back down. All right, guys, we gotta go that way.
Mm-hmm.
Pop back up.
Dino and shit. Get in the car. Yeah, but it was scary. I will say that was like, I don't get scared often about a lot of things, but that was like a moment where I'm like, oh shit, what are we gonna do right now? Is this gonna,
yeah,
like how am I gonna go where I'm going? I can't just walk through, you know, miles.
It's like everybody's got a little force field now. Yeah.
Have you seen the umbrellas that have the full,
it goes all
thing?
The way around?
Yeah,
that shit's cool, everybody, man. There's another dude, there was a dude that did that too. He put a hula hoop around him with a cage and like walked around the streets of New York.
This is my stage. And you have no choice but to move out of the way.
Because you really can't get into the movement. And when you see it, you're a human, you automatically move. But then you're like, it's just a hula hoop. It's not going to hurt you, but it's the way that it is. Later, y'all. Who really got in trouble here?
Uh-oh.
That sounded like the siren turned on the other way. What up, Ty Rose?
Ty, my guy.
What up?
Well, yeah, that's how Hong Kong, I couldn't imagine how... I do like how Chinese people eat. Remember we were talking about that? The Lazy Susan thing with the...
Mm-hmm. It spins around.
Yeah.
Like the hot pots and all that shit.
Cool. I like that. I like how they eat. I think that's pretty, pretty sweet. And especially in some of the restaurants you go to, just like the Japanese restaurants, you sit down with whoever came in. You don't get to... You know, you're not picking people unless you have enough people to fill the table. If not, two more going to sit right here. We're going to feed all these niggas today. We ain't trying to wait.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, they get in.
Was there a restaurant that has like a conveyor belt sushi?
Not here.
I saw. I was watching a Snapchat of somebody. I'm pretty sure it was somebody from here, though.
Oh wow, they might have been from here, but maybe they were somewhere else.
Or on vacation.
I love the conveyor belt sushi.
I love watching those fails. People are just like,
oh, see, I can't do that though because I don't eat that much.
No,
I eat like a very select few bits of sushi. But I guess I could have just pulled that off.
Bro, Hurricane Bar, Black Marlin.
Yeah, you can eat whatever. Well, the cool thing is, if you sit there long enough, you can, like, watch what everybody else is grabbing. And then that's what I did. I just sat there and I grabbed that.
Oh, no.
When it finally made it to me, I'm like, fuck it, that makes sense. Like, everybody, it's the only thing ain't made it here yet. So it's got to be good.
I'm not a big fan of sushi. But I will fuck up some sushi nachos from Black Marlin.
Those are good. The ones at Black Marlin are good. The ones at...
I can't do the fish.
The ones at... I can only do two ones. The wonton ones at Bamboo are good.
But there's got to be like
some...
Is
that the only fish you eat is tuna?
No. I mean, I'll eat other fish, but I'm really picky. I worked at a seafood market.
You don't eat no fish.
Oh, yeah.
I worked at a seafood market for a while, so like I'm picky as fuck. Like, I don't like frozen salmon.
That's nasty.
Yeah, steaks. I'm hungry. I'll eat whatever the fuck.
No. Okay. I can't do that.
No. The only thing I don't eat is beef liver and stripper pussy. Other than that,
been saying it for years.
That is the truth. That is my.
I'll eat shrimp from the store, but I gotta cook it, and I usually blacken it, so it doesn't really taste like fish at all. Yeah,
I don't care.
I don't know if I've ever.
I eat what I can afford. That's it.
But it's gotta be like it's gotta be like.
Some nights I get the ramen noodles. Some nights I get the dollar one with the yoki sambo with the fucking yoki sambo with the damn packets and shit. Like
I know, dude. I could go to
Kroger
and get me one of those. They got some good ones at Kroger too. Shits are good.
They got Kroger's the best.
They've got a great selection of all that.
If there's any other Kroger,
not for lunchtime, it's not.
What?
They don't even fire their pizza ovens till 11:45.
Fuck a pizza. You can go in there and get
Fat Babies for pizza.
Where? Yeah. In Bluffton?
Oh, that'll Bluffton.
I'm talking about this Kroger specifically. Kroger on the island?
Sam's Club.
Sam's card.
Yeah, all you gotta do is be like, oh, I'm just coming in and checking out.
That's like a hike. I was working in Hampton Hall.
Oh, right.
So, like, I'm thinking, oh, yeah, Kroger's right up
it's
the road.
It's $1.50 for a piece of pizza and a soda at Sam's Club.
I'm going to get a $3 slice, and it'll be a fat-ass slice. I'll be great.
But they got other stuff.
I go there. No, not hot. Not like the Island Kroger.
I don't know, man. It's basic maybe not as hot, fuck. But that big-ass Kroger is not basic.
They're fucking food compared to the one on the island.
At lunchtime. Maybe they just have more. Maybe they're more family-oriented, like Target.
They don't have a sub shop thing. They definitely don't have the China food thing like they do at the Kroger on the island. What I can assure you. There's a China food place.
What are you talking about?
On the island, the Kroger.
What are you talking about?
It's directly across from Starbucks.
Yeah.
Like directly where they got the energy drinks and shit. Like you walk in, here's the hot food, chicken tenders, all that shit, pizza ovens. Right here. Sushi, like noodles, China food.
A sushi though.
They have that at Kroger and Bluff over here.
They got China food.
Yes, they have a whole big ass station for that.
Hot China food?
Oh, you're talking about like China food. Not like. You said sushi. You're confused.
They have both.
I don't know whether you're being racist or stupid. Like, I'm trying to figure this out.
Right now. I'm pretty sure that one has it.
I'm just trying to figure this out right now.
A little bit of both and a lot of it of neither.
I know they fucking hand roll sushi up there.
They hand roll sushi over here.
Yes, they have a sushi section.
But they have a Chinese restaurant in there? Like number four? I can get me some broccoli?
Yeah. You go in there and you it's by the pound. You can go in there and get a fucking pound of sesame chicken.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Then you get some fucking chicken lo mein. Chicken vegetables.
See, that would be cool.
Chicken broccoli.
Right.
What's that?
I got the store right next
you
to
Publix. You got a good one. Yeah, that place is good.
I don't go.
God damn, now I want some fucking China food.
I know.
Ooh.
What time is it? 9:57?
Crab Rangoon. I get genocide chicken, crab rangoon, toe egg wrap.
That's your thing?
That's my fucking thing, dude.
Sometimes.
Dude, back when I lived at Indigo Run, Yummy House knew my voice.
Oh, Yummy House was good.
And that's the only reason I would get delivery from there was because it was right around the corner.
I don't know if anybody knows if Expresswalk moved. I don't know if that's gone or if that's.
On Matthews Drive?
Yeah, well, I know it's not there anymore because they're redoing
that. When I lived at Tabby Walk, I'd go there fucking multiple times for
those
week.
Chicken wings, man.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why Chinese people know how to cook chicken wings. Fucking, they got it down. If they could toss them in some sauces, they would probably have a whole nother
sesame oil.
Seagulls.
What? Seagulls. Yeah, but at the same time,
seagulls.
It's their brine. Cool. Like I know that I'm almost positive they brine them in soy sauce at Express Walk.
I was trying to make it such a
great flavor.
But I failed. It's just like the cat. I don't care.
Now,
if it's cat,
I
like cat.
I think at the Vietnamese restaurant,
I'll eat it.
I may have eaten a cat or two, but I don't care because it's good.
Yeah, I would have. If it was on the menu, why the fuck not?
When we were there, I definitely ate cat. No, I ate dog. I didn't eat cat. I'm allergic to cats, so I was scared. But
yeah, I don't know if it works like that.
Yeah, does it work? I don't know if it works like that. But you don't want to find out. You know, you don't want to go to their hospital to find that out. Like that's.
I'm allergic to beef, but let me try one.
Yeah, you just don't do that.
Yeah, is that a thing? Like, if you're allergic to bees, do you eat honey? Can you eat honey?
Ooh, no, I am allergic to bees, and I eat honey. So yes, that's possible.
Boom.
Because that's the bee.
So I think that would follow through with.
Don't care.
I'm not willing to risk it there. Yeah. If you serve me a cat here, I will eat it, and then we can go to the regular hospital. Like, just like, what was that, Rick and Morty? You're in an alien hospital. Well, it's not alien to me, because I live here, but to you, it's an alien hospital. Like, we had to make sure he explained that.
This is ours.
We got you. We're smarter than all of y'all. I was just trying to let you know where you are, get your shit together. But I didn't want to find out there. I didn't want to be in an alien hospital.
Where were you at?
We were in freaking Japan, but I don't want to find out stuff like that when he goes back. I ate a rat. That was fine. It was $26.
Really?
Yeah, but it was because they had a farm where they grew corn and then just let the corn fall, and then they fed the, like, they released the rats into the place and, like, bred them. So it was like a New York rat, but not from trash and crackheads.
Just a well-fed, corn-fed.
Yeah, like a big rat. Like a,
I don't know. I'd give that a shot. Rats could get pretty fucking big.
I'd give that a shot.
It was the size of a possum, and it tasted like all of the wing meat that is not the drumlet. You know what I'm saying? Like
the flats.
It tasted like a thing of flats.
Yeah.
It was like
my news app going off, letting me know there's something I should probably check out.
There you go.
Ten minutes for the shade tree. Aaron Dean, you sorry motherfucker.
I hate you already and I don't even know why. Go.
Dude, okay, so Aaron Dean is the officer that shot Tatiana Jefferson in her home. Now, for those of you that don't know, Tatiana Jefferson is a black woman. And she was playing games with her nephew, which I could totally relate to, at like 2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Her front door was open. Neighbor called, trying to place a welfare check call in. And this detail just came out, that there was dispatch reported it as an open door. Which we could probably get. They're having a fucking lover's quarrel. maybe he can chime in on this. But apparently it was dispatched as... A
welfare call.
No, it was dispatched as an open door call, right, which implies burglary. That being said, it came out during the investigation, her 8-year-old nephew said that she pointed a gun at the window. So then that got thrown into scrutiny. But the dash cam, even before that, let's rewind. Dash cam video, he did not announce himself as 12, which is law.
I mean, I would
think so. Even the interim Fort Worth police chief is on record saying, well, it makes sense that she would have a fucking gun.
Yeah, well, everybody in Texas has guns. First of all, there's more guns than people.
Yeah.
Secondly,
if you watch the dash...
Somebody's creeping around in your freaking yard.
It's not even like they knock on the door to be like, what's up?
Outside my house?
The dash cam, it's him and his homeboy sitting there rummaging around in the backyard.
Yeah.
There's no light on. They heard some shit. Turn the TV off. Shut up.
Right. I've been...
Yeah.
Then you see somebody.
Yeah.
Put your hands up. Fuck you.
Yeah, right.
I totally get it.
It wasn't even that crazy. It was more like, hey, put your bang.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like he was halfway through the sentence.
Yeah.
Let me see your hands, bang. Put your hands up.
Yeah, whatever.
He's
definitely hasty.
Definitely under the shade tree.
Right.
For sure.
Yeah. Like,
I get that 100%.
And then, also, a little side note, Trump is under the shade tree because he's just being reckless.
He's always under the shade
tree. Apparently, we pulled out our troops out of Syria.
Yeah, yeah.
And did so hastily that we left 50-plus nukes that are now basically in Turkish control.
That was not an accident.
Well, I think it's dangerous and reckless. Either way. Because the Turks aren't acting... cool-headed. The Kurds aren't acting cool-headed.
Everybody's crazy.
And we left a bunch of nukes over there. So, that's my shade
tree. This happens all the time. And then one of those people will use one of them in some strange way. Or we will be able to say, we know they have them because we left them there. Regardless of whether they work or not.
We're going back and fucking
them
up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now we're going to go fuck them up. Now we got a reason. Like, these motherfuckers were too dumb to make the nukes and do the stuff themselves. So they're like, all right, cool. All right, now we gotta kill you.
Yeah, it's like
that's
the Coke.
That's exactly how it is.
You know, it's like,
oh, you don't have a gun? He's got a gun.
It's like the Coke man come and be like, oh, you ain't got the money?
Yeah.
That's cool, man. Listen, I'll let you hold. I'll let you slide on this ground.
Yeah.
But look here, cuz, I'm going to need you to push that ounce.
Yeah, and then he calls on you.
I'm going to see you Friday, right?
I found the dude.
And then
found the dude you're looking like, for.
The first SpongeBob episode.
Yeah.
And for Buttles.
Yeah.
I don't have 25
cents. I don't have 25 cents.
Here you go, Patrick. Puts it in his little bag. Teach you how to blow a bubble. I mean, that's basically how stupid it is.
That's one of the best ones.
You pissed off at anybody, Billy?
Uh-oh.
I pissed off
at anybody. Got a shade tree runner?
You got anybody throwing a shade tree?
Well, good, because you and everybody like you are undermined, because Christmas is not here yet. Go fuck yourself, Christmas people. I don't care about your store stuff. I'm not...
Oh, I will Christmas, not
buy... I love Christmas. I'm not a bah humbug like that, but...
I am.
I do not Says like the fact that it's in the Christmas hat. Yeah. So I'm upset with all the of Grinch the things that Christmas happen hat. At Christmas. Yeah. But like, he was a big bitch at the end of the thing. Like, he just needed a hug from Cindy Lou Who. He's fine. And they just think, like, he got nobody. You know what I'm saying? Everybody shit on him.
He got him some mayor's wife, though.
Yeah,
they
did.
Ah, take this heavy great dick.
No, but I feel like it moves everything. Oh, so now Christmas has become so important that Thanksgiving disappears, and then even Black Friday is on Tuesday, and then there's the Cyber Monday after, and we don't even lament about the turkey sandwiches and all the other stuff no more. And I do disagree with Thanksgiving as well, but I don't disagree with the food.
Open face gravy covered sandwich. Sign me up.
Dude, the best thing that I ever did after Thanksgiving was make empanadas that were turkey, mashed potatoes, cranberry sauce, stuffing, and then you dip them in gravy. It was the best fucking thing ever.
I'm going to miss not working at Honey Bake or having any plugs at Honey Bake this year, dude.
Damn.
Honey Bake was the shit.
Dude, I had the plug for Honey Bake, bro.
That was a great time.
The shit, there was one year I just like... I was a manager. I was like, bro.
Everybody eat.
Yo, what's your address?
Like the dude with the deer. We all eating around here.
Right?
That's one of the best.
Those are some banging ass sandwiches, though. I don't know how they do it here, but Honey Bake's got some.
Honey Bake's got good food. Honey Bake's got good food. Tied for number one before we dip out on the whole movement. France has Paris, obviously. We all know that that's probably the most expensive place for
gay Perry.
I mean, it's where every girl wants you to take her to let her know you're going to ruin her life before you do it. It's cool. I mean, if I could afford, I'd probably ruin a lot more girls' lives, but
it's also where all
have been stuck at this. All I mean,
isn't there where most of the fashion shit is too?
Yeah,
so I mean, so you almost like, gotta have like money, you shit money to live there.
I feel like there's like two type of people that go to France at all. The people that are looking for love or the people that are looking to be in love. Like, it's a weird place. That's what the whole place is about. Come to Paris. You know, they get all this fucking thing. And if you're a single lady and you're in your 40s and you're like, I'm just going to be single whatever.
I just
there,
want Pierre.
Say, well, white lady. I mean, now even black chicks, I think, are down on that movement. They go to the Jamaicas and shit, though. Yeah. That's like, that's more the black. I mean, Stella got her groove back, you know, with fucking Dexter with his, you know, like the big dick. Uh-huh. Thing. I mean, the bottom, he's like, you know what? I'm going to go down there and get a love.
Bumbaclaat Rasta.
Watch your feeling, girl. Okay. Come over here. You know, that's a whole different movement. Like, but the dudes in Paris, though, they got the language down. They get girls dig that shit. So
especially when they come over
sweep
here.
You off on their, sweep you off your feet and throw you on their Vespa.
But I mean, every girl has a weakness or something like that, and I get it. I mean, I think I don't know if there's a. I think guys go everywhere looking for a girl. It doesn't matter. You find them all the time. You know, you're like,
yeah.
There's not like...
That's like...
Is there a special place? Like, oh, drive to fucking, you know,
Branson, Connecticut, and there's a fucking blah, whatever. Like, is there a...
Yo, I heard it's ladies' night just outside of Chicago.
Brazil, maybe?
Next
maybe
Tuesday. Brazil, you maybe. Guys, you guys trying to hitchhike?
I don't know. I don't know if it matters like that.
Bro, dudes will go to extreme lengths for pussy.
Anywhere. I mean, dog, that's like, you know, walking down the road. Again, I was telling the other day, the buddy's like, we're all wasted, going whatever. Some crackhead opens the door. I'll suck some dick for crack right now. It's like, you know, you're about to say no. Your buddy's like, wait a minute, let's hear her out. Like, we, right? She doesn't know we don't have crack. Let's see what she's willing to do before we. Right? Like, that's guys. Like,
if we own it,
if I just
she won't know.
Right. I just don't think there's a girl that's like, you know, if some dude opens the door, is like, I'll eat your pussy, blah blah. Like, she's not just gonna get excited and run over.
Yeah, no, dude, we're totally wired differently.
Yeah.
Totally wired differently.
Shot. Yeah, right. You get
it's like that titty yeah.
straight teenager.
Put your hands up. It's the next thing you hear.
it's like that titty move video. All the chicks are just like, oh yeah, that's normal. That happens. And titty all the guys are just like,
yeah, that was crazy.
Dude, I'm popping half a chub, man.
I couldn't.
That's kind of weird.
A lot of milk out of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she was squirting.
Where did we watch that at?
Dude,
I found it. I was on Facebook, and then I had to find it on.
You showed everybody.
I know, but. I don't remember where it was. Like, somebody sent it to me. I can't remember who it was. I should have.
When I saw it,
I mean, you know, it started out normal.
Probably on Reddit easily.
Dancing girl, you know, everybody's partying, bikini, whatever, blah, blah, this, and that. And then she just whips out her boobs. And she had, like, I just fucked all night, like, morning double stream dick pee coming out well, of her see, nipples, though.
For me, it was, like, one of those really slow build-ups because I was just like... Dude, that chick can really dance. Okay,
yeah,
so I like the way she's moving.
No, she was grooving.
And everybody's still watching. I'm like, all right. And then the titties started coming out.
And then you're like, cool.
And then I'm like,
all right,
titties.
And then
love it.
Downhill media.
And then all of a sudden, it's...
No, it was...
Dude, four streams, like...
They were crisscross.
It was intense.
It was pretty nuts.
I get...
And then one dude, like, I mean, bowed down and just basked in
it. Oh, that was another chick, I think.
I thought that was a girl.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was a girl.
Oh, she's ugly.
I don't know.
Yeah. It was ugly. Yes. Some swamp donkey. Got under there freaking.
Swamp donkey.
Bathing in the goodness of what looked like trailer park meth head titty milk. I don't know. I hate to judge, but I just don't feel like there was there meth involved yet? I don't feel like there was like a moment where someone
that would do that. Molly?
Yeah.
That was Molly Mama. Bro. She's like, I'll feed you.
That's weird.
I don't know. She might have
been. No, she was ghetto though. It wasn't, that was a ghetto ass white chick.
She did that at the club.
Yeah, that's a chick that probably says nigga from time to time. You know what I mean? Like, and not like, to make people mad, but like, yeah.
Like Bunny Foo Foo.
Right. But that was mad. You know, that was different. She was
belligerent. But I feel like it would be the same kind of like, you haven't earned that right, Rachel.
No, but I feel
like. But all of them are trying to fuck you.
But I feel like this one was like in. Now I sound racist talking about someone being racist. This one, this white girl, this person. Like, I get it. But she was definitely. You don't twerk like that. Now, black strip clubs, I will say, and private black strippers, I went to a bachelor party where...
They'll hurt you.
Yeah, and she put an 8-ball in her pussy and rolled it, and then spit it out, and it rolled across the floor. Like, and then, I mean, you pick it up, like, give it back to her, see what else she could do with it. That was like the good, you know, yeah, right.
sick bastard.
I don't do that.
Fuck,
you know what I'm
saying? That's
but
gross.
That was kind of what happened. That was almost exactly what happened in the.
Or at least a. Thing.
Yeah, exactly. That was why. It was a smell. But I didn't pick it up. I didn't judge the person that did and gave it back to her. Because I was like...
Yeah, I wouldn't. I was making the joke, but I wouldn't. I'd be like, you dirty fuck.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Pick it up.
Put it back in there.
Do it again.
Do something. And that's what happened. Even put it back in there. Pop and then she danced. And then it was like a magic show. Then we like forgot about it while she was dancing. And then like at the end, she flipped down, clapped her heels, clapped them twice. And stood up, like, from a little, you know how you do, like, flip yourself up and squatted and pop, 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 the ball hit the ground. I was like,
I forgot all about that. You're amazing. You know, I'm like, yeah.
It's like a magic trick. Bring it full circle. You got to work the crowd, girl. This.
I was like, she really did. That's fucking awesome. Like, you did all that stuff and then came right back out. It's like that dude Stevie Starr. You know, he like swallows light bulb. Makes the noise, punches his chest. And like
the coins and all that shit. Yeah,
the coins. He spits them out in order.
Kicks his hip out of the side. Yeah.
That's a weird little dude.
You can hear him fucking hit. I don't know how real all that is, but
he puts the microphone there. I heard it live. Like we sat in the cafeteria of my college in Akron.
That's fucking
and
insane.
Stevie Starr was the opening act. Carlos Mencia was the second act, and it was like before they were even.
Fuck Carlos Mencia.
Yeah, I mean everybody says that, but he's America, but Mexican, but not real Mexican.
He's American stalkers.
Right, exactly. And he plays it, and he works out. I mean, I can't be mad. Just like we were talking about Nickelback, they got millions of dollars, though. So, fuck you. You know what I mean? Like, we did
it. They still get talked about to this day. I mean,
yeah,
badly, but
yeah, there's no just like they were saying. Right, you know, it's just like bad publicity. I'm like, never heard of it.
Yes,
we
have, exactly.
There's no
sense. More people now I mean, you well, are. Shit, all of our behind-the-scenes debauchery has turned into the island's biggest party band.
Oh, right, for sure.
It's bro, we're heathens.
But at least we party with you before we go party on our own.
Yeah.
And then sometimes.
Well, at least we show up sober.
Now. And then.
And then party with you.
It wasn't like that before.
Yeah.
I'm bad with the sober thing, though, because I'm not always, like, no one ever knows where I am on my barometer. So, I mean, I get it.
There's sometimes.
There's some, and it's
few times.
And then what do I usually say when it's that time? When I'm that far, I'm like, I'm fucked up. It always comes out. Well, obviously, I know, too. But I know when I'm holding it together as well, you know what I mean?
9 times out of 10.
Yeah.
9 3/4.
9 3/4. It's like, you almost got this, baby. Let's go. Last city, Singapore. And that was a number one city, complete debauchery in my brain.
Shangri-La.
I didn't even think about it, though.
Is that Indian? Or where is that?
Singapore? Philippines, right?
Philippines. Is it Philippines?
It's still one of our countries, if you want to be technical. But the fact that
it is Philippines, right?
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, it, to be technical, it's one of our countries, too. So it's like, but it's the most expensive place, but is it because it's one of our countries, too?
One like, of
our
is countries. That one? You mean like an ally?
No, it's a commonwealth.
Oh.
It's like Puerto Rico.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I feel like I knew that.
Yeah, you did.
I
feel like I knew that at one point, which means you know it.
So still do, Buck. Yeah. You just gotta dig deeper.
It didn't change any time. You know, but they're on their own. I mean, but they're not.
I'm sure they get assistance if it's like that.
Oh, for sure. For sure. We did so much random in between all our time that I feel like we're almost signed off, huh?
Yeah.
Right at that mode. It's 10:17. That was almost another long go.
Yeah, but we got Sleepy Creek in the studio, man. That's huge.
I'm happy about it.
That's
I'm
huge,
glad
man.
That you put the hat on too. It's like when I was watching, because we knew we were gonna do this already. And when you started putting the hat on, doing all this shit, I was like, oh, this is gonna
be I knew great. It was gonna be good when he picked up the fidget spinner and I just started I was like, yes.
The good part about it is you didn't put up a fight to come over here and sit on the side of the camera, which I appreciate, because I didn't know how you were going to ask about that, but holding it down was cool. And like I said, you missed a couple of times, so now we got everybody in, and we'll have a guest next week.
Hey, the gang's all here.
Are we doing Joe next week?
We are.
Bluffton Joe. And I mean, if both Joes want to come, we can make that work too. I think that would be
cool. That would be cool.
Those guys are doing great shit for the community and our bands and
yeah.
And
that'd be really cool.
Maybe location for that one.
Maybe we could use one of their barbershops.
Yeah,
that would be cool.
Yeah, we could.
I spoke with Bluffton Joe,
mm-hmm.
and I definitely need to do something about this mop. That's why I have been wearing a hat every week.
Yes,
because I seriously look like Doc Brown.
Oh yeah,
tongue fucked a light socket, dude. But, like, it kind of looks cool, but I got this.
No, it doesn't.
Thing listen, right back here.
Yeah, you're bald, so it's like.
Yeah, it's yeah, I need to hit the barber.
It looks like somebody built a fire bed. Like, oh man, you should have put more sticks on this side. And, like,
yeah, right.
This is the tenta bundle.
Your TP's leaning, Bab. Bab. How are we gonna roast marshmallows?
How are
we gonna roast the marshmallows? Exactly.
It always happens, though.
But yeah, so we're gonna have Bluff to Joe on next week.
Yes.
I don't know. That'd be cool to go on location.
It would be.
I think those would be,
dude. A barber shop would be a great place for a podcast, man. So Joe, if you're down, that would be awesome for us to come set up there and talk to you a little bit.
I'm sure he's got some cool chairs to set up.
If we go to Joe's barber shop in Hilton Head, though, we got to use the speakeasy. So we'll be in the back for that one. That would be awesome, and I know he would be cool with that. So we'll set that up for 2 weeks.
We'll have to get in touch with Island Joe.
That's what I'm saying. He's trying to put. There's a lot of stuff we can talk to him about.
Excellent. So. Well, we'll have to set this movement up because this mop's got to get chopped, and
mine will.
I like a lot. I like what I've seen Bluffton Joe doing for these kids, man. A lot of kids that, you know, are used to going to Supercuts and having to sit there. I remember when I had to go to like Supercuts and shit, man. I fucking hated it. There's some 30-year-old broad that just got out of the shitty beauty Empire Beauty School that doesn't give a fuck. It's cutting my hair however the fuck my mom tells her to do it. And then you got somebody like Joe giving kids grown man haircuts and cutting spider webs in the hair on the side because it's Halloween. Cool, like, that's cool as shit, dude.
I dig it.
Like, that's pretty dope.
I mean, my cousin worked in the hood and did that. All the kids came, you know, to that
spot. I mean, shit, when I was locked up, I held the clippers, but I can't do that to myself.
I did Barrett's cuts in the ring.
I don't have...
I used to cut Dessler's hair every week, too.
I don't have the dexterity or the willpower to sit there and try to figure out left from right before I put a blade to my head.
Oh, like on your...
On mirrors.
When I cut my own hair, I just buzzed it.
Well, yeah, that's not trying to do that.
Yeah, that's generally what I do.
I'd like to go get the beard.
It's already buzzing itself.
Shut the fuck up.
All right, on that note...
Get a little lawnmower.
Oh, yeah. You need to cut a lawnmower in your head and see if Joe will do that.
Get the tattoo
over
shot.
The spot. Yeah, like the cooter tattoo.
Cooter tats!
So, in Final Movement, if you listened to any of the ones before when we did beer and weed and cocaine, if you want any of those things, it's probably in these cities, but it's real expensive. Los Angeles, Tel Aviv, New York, Copenhagen, Denmark, Seoul, South Korea, Osaka, Japan, Geneva, Switzerland, and Zurich, Switzerland, Hong Kong, Paris, and Singapore. Top 10 cities of expense in the world. I won't live in any of them.
Whoa.
Fuck that.
Even if
I'd like to go visit.
Even if I have money, I'm just going there to party.
I'd like to go, yeah.
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 I was surprised Vegas wasn't on there, but I guess they're like, come on in. You can live for $30. We'll take $30,000 from you a year, but
yeah,
come hang out, you know? They'll get their money somehow.
So that will drag you in.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I can dig it. Mr. Sleepy Creek, sir.
Thank you for having me on.
Thanks for being our surprise guest. Love the hat.
We got to show some love to the people in the background.
That's also why I made you do the What the Buck on the air.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
It all works out.
So how did you think about that?
Yeah, I know.
You fucking dickhead.
So,
why do I have friends?
In fashion with that, What the Buck is off the air.
There you go.
What the Buck, everybody.
What the Buck, everybody.
Get back to work.
Yeah, do your job.
Thanks for tuning in. If you guys want to check out a video portion of our shows, you can do so by going to facebook.com/whatthebuck. You can also check out some cool material on YouTube.
Leave some feedback or just say what's up. We hope you laughed with us or at us. Doesn't matter. Share with your friends and look for more What the Buck on all social media platforms.